What's going on, everybody?
This is Grant Rowland
with the DMG Gaming Podcast. This is the first episode. Big G. And I got to introduce my boy here. He is the king of the RPGs. He is the former number one warrior on the Warcraft server. Is that right? Am I right? Is that right?
Man, that was like 14 years ago.
Hey, but that's still a title I would talk about.
And as before, they mixed the service too. But yeah, that's pretty good.
And this is Ed Phillips. What up, man?
What's up, dude? All right, so this is going to be...
Okay, go ahead, take it.
Sorry. So, basically, we've been lifetime... How long have we been friends? Like...
Oh, my God. More than 20 years.
Eighth grade is when I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
You can tell them how you met me, though?
Well, first off, you were a little fat kid with shampoos his hair that...
I was a fat kid.
Yeah, you had shampoo in your hair and everyone was bullying you that day. So I had to kind of join in. So I basically met you bullying you, I think. And
But I was giving the jokes back to everybody, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, you can joke people now. You can joke with the best of them. But yeah, we met through another friend and we've been friends ever since.
Best friends.
Yeah, best friends for a long time. So I went off to the Marine Corps, but we kept in touch, visit them every time I got a chance. And I'm off towards my retirement now, come September. But yeah, man, we've been friends for a long time.
Are you excited about retirement?
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is. You know, I'm probably going to miss it like everyone does when they retire. Been a Marine for 20 years, so it's kind of like... what you know,
yeah,
get kind of scared, you know, getting out, but you know, you got to have a plan, which I got a plan, so hopefully all the plans fall through and you know, you'll be good from there.
But you know what that means, though? More time for games.
That is correct. I mean, I already been playing the hell out of some games, trying to catch up.
I picture you going to be dressed like a Sith Lord. Like after you retire, you know, you're just going to be cloaked out.
I'm probably going to have a neck beard. And yeah, I'm going to be bearded out. I haven't been able to keep a beard for 20 years now.
It's going to be weird seeing you with a beard. It's going to be like when Eminem got a beard. Remember when Eminem got a beard? It was like weird at first. It took a long time to get used to.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Eminem. It did, because, you know, he always had that young face, you know, and you see him with the beard, you're like, that doesn't look right. But he grew into it. But anyway, so let's see, high school, then after we got out of high school, went to college for a couple years. Of course, that didn't turn out very well, did it? And I went to the Marine Corps. You moved down to Gulfport. Where you're originally from though, right?
Where we from? We from DeVille.
Oh, we're from Starkville, Mississippi.
That's right.
Home of the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
That's right. And depending on who hears this, they're going to be like, eh.
Yeah, they're like, who's that? Well, they were national champions in baseball a couple years ago. Then they sucked for a while. But anyway, on to Grant. So, let's see. What do we do in... So we became good friends in eighth grade, and then that just blossomed into pretty much being best friends from then on out. We shared our interest in RPGs like Chrono Trigger, the OG, and Final Fantasy VI, or we call Final Fantasy III at the time in America. And... yeah, from there on, man, that's all we did. Just talk about RPGs, became friends, and then, you know, I was a big basketball player in high school.
You were a ladies' man, too, though.
I was, but, like, I never finished through with anything. Any relationship I had in high school.
But here's the thing.
I kind of just, like, stopped talking to him. We were, boyfriend, girlfriend. I just stopped talking to
him. Here's the funny thing. So, times are definitely different now, you know. Because, see, now it's, like, the cool thing to be a nerd. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, the cool thing.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't talk about
stuff like that. So like we lived in like secrecy of like, like we couldn't.
Oh
like
yeah,
the things that we're talking about now. We couldn't do that.
Dude, like you couldn't mention anime. Like Dragon Ball Z was the, you know, that's, we loved Dragon Ball Z back then.
Mm-hmm,
it was
mm-hmm.
over 20 years ago. We loved Dragon Ball Z. Couldn't talk about that, boy.
But we would
get ready for some jokes.
We would schedule our day around Dragon Ball Z. Girls would be like, "Hey, y'all want to go hang out?"
I would get every like half my basketball team before practice would come over to my house to watch Dragon Ball Z because it came on right before practice.
No, like there's been many a times that we didn't go out with like people because we like were playing like the new RPGs.
Gotta play RPGs. Remember those MUD games? Those computer like text based games.
Yes, the tech, yes.
Yeah, the MUD games, man. Dude, we used to go to my mom's office and go.
She had fast internet.
Exactly. Yeah, fast at the time, because I didn't have any internet at home. I know you did. But anyway, we go to my mom's office and we play these MUD, that's what they're called, M-U-D, were these text-based RPG games. They had so many of them. This was before, like, you know, video games that started come out left and right, online games, you know. Like RuneScape and all those different ones. But yeah, we used to play those MUDs like till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning at my mom's office, like up in that computer lab. And then we used to get in trouble all the time because her boss would be like, "Hey, has your son and friend been in the computer lab?" My mom would be like, "I don't think so." And then she'd come ask me and I'd be like, "Yeah, we were up there working on homework and stuff, you know, lying our asses off."
I remember one time he came and I hid under the, they didn't care if you were there. They cared if I was there. And I remember I had to hide under a computer for like 30 minutes waiting for him to leave.
I remember that. Yeah, man. So yeah, we just were, I guess, undisclosed nerds in high
big
school.
Nerds.
Yeah,
big nerds.
Huge nerds, man. But yeah, we played all the classics, Chrono Trigger, you know, we can get to the Metroids, we can get to the Zeldas, we can get to all the Final Fantasies before they were like big, you know, mainstream really. I remember my first Final Fantasy was, of course, Final Fantasy 1 came out on Nintendo. I thought mm-hmm. that was like, there's nothing that could get better than this. Until, of course, you know, Super Nintendo came out, Final Fantasy 4 or 2 in America came out. That was awesome. Chrono Trigger, and then, of course, you know, Final Fantasy 3/6 came out. But yeah, man, wow. Those were the times. Great RPGs.
Can you imagine if we had esports in high school?
Oh, we would be kings, brother.
Dude, I'd have been Zach Morris. Instead, I was fat and I was Zach Morris.
Yeah, man, we would have been. Yeah, but nowadays, it's like the thing. Like, young kids, they're streamers now, they're, you know, podcasters or whatever, and it's the cool thing to do. Like, it is that is the in crowd nowadays, is being a nerd. Which is crazy.
We would have had all the women.
Yeah, we would have been popular. But, you know, I'd say we, you know, eventually what we want to try to get in this podcast is just two friends talking. That's all we do, is just talk about nonsense most of the time, really, but we're going to try to get into all the, you know, recent news that comes out in game, like, you know, you see on Twitter and everyone fighting over stupid stuff, mainly, you know, like the Stellar Blade debacle with the, you know, censorship from Sony, or Helldivers 2, you know, PlayStation trying to, you know, get people to register for the PlayStation Network and they're playing on PC.
They're trying to get their cut of the pie.
Exactly. I mean, it's just what a corporation does, you know, these big corporations. But luckily, you know, they came out, you know, the fan base, they were up in arms about it. And, you know, PlayStation reversed their course.
Yeah, so how you're going to hear us talk is going to be like, this is how we talk to each other, man. Like, this is not, we don't follow really, I mean, we'll probably follow like a script of like things of like, all right, we're going to break it down of like, you know, we're going to talk about this, this, and this, but we're not going to like, it's not going to be scripted where we're like following something. There's going to be no holds.
No, it's like episode 1. Look what IGN said today.
No,
we'll bring up stuff as we're talking, but you know, just kind of not, we're not going to organize like that. We're just going to talk and bullshit.
And we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about different things. We're going to talk about like Capcom and like history of Capcom, how, what we got out of it, Mega Man's, Resident Evil's, things like that. Different, yeah.
Mega Man, boy.
Resident Evil. I remember the first Resident
Evil. Oh, dude, the first Resident Evil, you could not play at night. Remember, hey, you know the first Resident Evil was live action. You remember that? Yeah. Like it was a movie.
The movie at the beginning.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had real actors. That's what a lot of the PlayStation 1 games, they were like that when they first came out.
If you go back and watch it, though, that their acting was awful.
Like, it was like the first time we've had that in like video games was all this live action stuff.
Oh my God, here comes a zombie.
Dude, there's a game that came out on PlayStation 1 because it's called a Soviet Strike. I don't know if you ever played those helicopter games. They came out of a lot of those strike games back then.
Yeah,
but this one was called Soviet Strike, and it had the live action. But there was this fine girl that was playing like a spy or an intel operative, and like you got to see her in a bedroom, and she took off her shirt, and she was in her bra. I mean, like at that time, that was huge.
And that was like that was Cinemax quality,
exactly. But yeah, man, like. All those beginning games that came out on PS1, they had those live action, but I guess, you know, it just came to being too expensive or whatever. I don't know what happened to it, but they kind of got away from it and went strictly CGI. But yeah.
The acting was terrible too. They probably.
Yeah. I mean, they just grabbed random people. They're probably like people that worked on the game, the actors.
But like, hey, you got big tits. Won't you be Jill Valentine? Like,
exactly. You know what I mean? It's just like. And I remember Resident Evil 1, I was playing like late at night, teenager, and that damn dog.
But also you also lived out in the country too.
I lived pretty much on a farm, middle of nowhere. You had to drive like 30 minutes to the closest city.
It looked like Resident Evil out there.
So. Oh yeah, it was pretty bad. And plus my house was like white. It wasn't a mansion, but it was like a white house and you had to play Resident Evil. But you remember when that dog jumps through the window for the first time? Like when you're walking through the mansion? Yep. Man, that got me good. But yeah, Resident Evil. Man, those old school games. And the remakes are good too now. The remakes they did for 1 and especially 2. Resident Evil 2, the remake, is really good. I haven't got around to playing the other ones, but you know, I heard they're pretty good.
They're free to play right now. Well, I'm sorry, Xbox guys. If you have the PlayStation Network, you can play it for free.
I'm not sure if it's on Game Pass or not.
It's probably not.
I don't know. It might be. I mean, I own all systems and a PC. I'm not one of those console dudes.
You're one of those. You're one of those. You're one of those guys.
Yeah, I know. You only like the PlayStation.
That's right.
I like all of them. I think they're all good. I think PlayStation right now is, of course, better because they actually come out with, you know, their own games more commonly, and they're really good. Xbox has been kind of, they've been selling off, you know, or I think they're getting rid. They got recently just got rid of some companies, or at least laid off some people. They might be trying to reimagine things. I don't know what the hell they're doing, but you know, Game Pass is good. I like Game Pass. There's a lot of good games on there, and you know, only got to pay what, $20 a month or something like that for the Ultimate. Yes, I mean, it's pretty good. But I got the same thing for PlayStation. I mean, I like it all. If there's a good game, then it's a good game. You know what I mean? I don't care what system it comes out on. If I look at a game and I think it's going to be good, or I read about it, it's going to be good, I'm going to play it probably.
Yeah.
More to the RPG genre, but you know, a lot of games nowadays are a mix between action and RPG. You know, they kind of mix the two together a lot.
Well, let me ask you this, since we're in our 40s now. And so like, what do you think how do you feel about the nostalgic games compared to like the modern games?
I mean, perfect example. They took Star Ocean Second Story.
Mm-hmm. And great game.
Great game from the original was a great game on PlayStation 1. They remade that they pretty much kept the pixelated graphics and added maybe the background more updated to add a few things in the game. But they kept the core of the game.
Correct.
And that was phenomenal. Like, if Square Enix could do that, take that concept, what they did with the second story, and do it with some of their older games. I mean, they're sitting on a gold mine. I just don't understand it. But they're so focused on graphics. A lot of people don't care about graphics. Actually, majority of gamers don't. Because if you look at some of the most popular games right now, like on Steam or whatever, they're not the next-gen games.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, people are playing Roblox and Minecraft, dude.
I mean, look at Octopath Traveler. How great a game that was, and it was 16-bit graphics.
Exactly. With the little updated, pixelated, you know, quality. Yes. But, I mean, it was a good game. One and two were both good games. But, like, it's kind of like they just need to kind of, you know, if they could create a whole nother division that just focuses on stuff like the long-awaited Chrono Trigger remake. You know, that everyone...
Don't do it now.
Yeah, don't Please do now because they'll probably mess it up. But... if they can do it like they did Trials of Mana, which was, you know, it never came out in the U.S. at first when it first released. I think it was called like Seiken Densetsu 3 or something. I forget what it was called. But anyway.
It's that time in Okinawa. Look at your Japanese. Look at it.
Hey, I was in Japan for six total years. So I know a little bit. But that, man, like just focus on keep the gameplay that everyone, you know, the gameplay that everyone enjoyed. Keep that with the game when you're making these remakes. People love those games not because, you know, oh, at the time it was a good game. No, it was a fun game then and it still is a fun game now. Take those core concepts, transfer them over to the remakes. If you're going to do a remake for
them. The stories were amazing. The stories were amazing. Yeah.
Like Xenogears and all those games. Oh, man.
Brave Fencer Musashi. Like, yep. These are a lot of games that they can come back out with. What's that one Vagrant Story?
Vagrant Story is good. Yep.
Valkyrie Profile.
Like the first one was good. I remember when they.
But here's my thing.
You know, a lot of times they try to take these names and then create a second or a sequel and they just go with the name and they just completely get rid of everything that made the first one successful. You know what I mean?
So here's the thing. Like, that's my whole bitch with Final Fantasy VII. Like, they didn't need to do it like this. Like, nobody asked for that. I mean, I get why they did it, but nobody asked for that. Like, nobody said, hey, let's have an open-world Final Fantasy. Let's take the greatest game that you've ever made, and let's split it up into three games and make it open-world. Nobody asked for that.
No, they didn't.
I don't remember anybody saying, hey, let's do that. What they should have done is they should have upgraded. They could have just upgraded the graphics, made it in one game, and it would have been phenomenal.
Just upgrade
the graphics.
I'm not going to hate because I like the remakes because it gives that. It brings that newer generation to appreciate something we love, even though it's not the same thing. But those are games, aren't they? I mean, I enjoyed them. I mean, I loved, you know, because, you know, watching Cloud jump out of the building with his motorcycle and the first one.
That was tight.
Was great. And I'm not downing the games because I do like them. But again, it's not the same. You know what I mean?
They added too much that nobody... There's a lot of stuff in there I don't really care about. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, the first game, I hated the whole Midgar scene anyway. Like, I tried to blow through all that and get out of there as fast as I could.
Yeah, because you want to get to the world. Yeah.
Correct. So the fact that I had to spend the whole game playing there, I hated it. But I played it because I wanted to see what they were trying to implement that they didn't have in the original.
Yeah,
and I feel like they kind of went in with some more story and stuff like that, which was cool. But again, nobody asked for that.
And it would have been different if they got it out. I mean, I'm glad they took their time and, you know, to get it out. But, you know, they were talking about, they were working on that remake forever. And they kept pushing it back, which I'm glad they did to get a better product at the end, which they did have a better product. But, you know, like... just the concept, because they kind of bloated it too much with, like, the side quests. And the side quests were not good.
Correct.
They weren't fun. The story was great. I love the story. You know, all your favorite characters. You get to see them a little bit more, you know, personal aspects of them. And they change the story to kind of, you know, I haven't finished Rebirth, so I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, the famous scene.
You know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, the famous scene when, I mean, I really don't because I haven't looked up anything on the game because I hate looking up stuff on games before I play it. Like, I look at, like, you know, the ratings and, like, you know, what are people saying about it. But I don't even take that to heart when I'm, you know, trying to find a game to play. I just love Final Fantasy VII. So, of course, I'm going to play the games. But anyway, so Rebirth, well, in the original, you know, the big scene is when Aerith dies. You know what I mean?
Correct. Correct.
That's the big scene. So I wonder if they change
spoilers,
that.
Spoilers, if you've never played the original one.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Spoilers. Anyway, so, you know, that's the, I wonder if they change that in Rebirth. I don't know. I mean, please do not spoil for anyone if anyone comments on this or, you know, post a review, but I'm curious. Cause I don't want to look, I haven't looked at any YouTubes on Rebirth. I haven't looked, only thing I've seen was like when they were promoting it, right? Cause I don't like spoilers. So anyway, so I wonder how they want to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
no, I know. No, but here's the thing. Real quick, hold on. Before we go, speaking of reviews, guys, we want you to leave us a 5-star review. Please. I don't care if you call me a fat tub of shit.
Yep.
Just leave a 5-star review. Because we're trying to get this off the ground, and we would really appreciate it if you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, leave a 5-star. But yeah, you can't call him a fat tub of shit. Actually, yes. Please call him a fat tub of shit and leave us a 5-star review. We'll take that. Call me a lanky, big-eared, big-headed son of a bitch. I don't care.
That's because you are.
Yeah, that's, shut up. Anyway, so yeah, leave us a 5-star review, please. Anyway. But anyway, get back to Final Fantasy. I enjoy playing it. You know, I like how they got the world expanded. You get to see more in depth. But again, when it comes to all these remakes, they keep the gameplay fun. Gamers like gameplay. They like story. And they don't want a lot of bloat. All right. Trials of Mana, great remake. Star Ocean Second Story, great remake.
Fantastic remake. The best remake, in my opinion.
Exactly. Now, imagine if they just took Chrono Trigger and applied the same type of things that they did to Second Story of Star Ocean, right?
They're not.
They won't.
They're not going to. They won't. Let me tell you what would happen. This is exactly what would happen. I could send an email and say, "Dear sir, whoever this concerns, I would really like for you to remake Chrono Trigger." This is their response. "Well, fine, citizen. We've heard your call, and we're going to do that. And guess what's going to happen? Here is Chrono Trigger, the remake, the shooter game, on mobile phones." First-person shooter.
You remember when they were announcing the Chrono Cross I don't know if that was a remake or remaster or whatever it was, but they made such a big deal. No one cares about Chrono Cross. Chrono Cross wasn't even that good of a game. It's not a hot take, brother. Chrono Cross, when you compare it to Chrono Trigger,
I agree.
It was not on par. It's not even the same stratosphere as Chrono Trigger, brother.
I agree. But you go have some guys out there be like, "Oh my God, it was a masterpiece."
You know, the only association in that game that was to Chrono Trigger, like towards the end, you see like
Chrono.
Yeah, you see little Chronos, a little Chrono and like something in one of the scenes. I mean, there's really nothing that
But you know what's funny?
Compares them, you know?
Apparently they say that like he has a son or whatever, you know? But the thing about it is like that game has like 100 innings, like endings. Like what if you beat the game and you never knew that? Like what if you got a different ending than everybody else, then you never knew that?
Exactly.
So how are you supposed to know that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. You know, they did a remaster no one really wanted a remaster to.
They fucked up Secret of Mana. How do you fuck up Secret of Mana? How is that possible?
I'm telling you, man, that the difference was the gameplay.
You took a masterpiece and then took a major shit on it. You took it out the case. You took it out the frame, crumpled it up, and dumped on it.
Square Enix, man.
And then people paid for it.
You ever wonder what's going on in these boards? I mean, I don't know if they have boards. I'm pretty sure they do, but... Like, people that are creative minds, like, "Hey, let's get together and, think of something to do. You know what? Let's do Chrono Cross remaster. You know, everyone wants that." And you're still sitting on the gold mine of Chrono Trigger. I mean, come on, dude. Yeah, I don't know. These guys.
Thank God when they put it on the PlayStation, all they did was add some CGI movie to it. They kept the game the same.
Yeah.
Thank God that's what they did.
Yeah. But
please don't remake that game. Please.
You said you played Prime, right? Metroid Prime?
Yes.
Remaster on Switch, right?
Yep. Great.
Hey, you liked that, right?
I did. You know, cuz that's the first time I played Prime because I didn't have a GameCube. I didn't have a GameCube.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, cuz Prime was it got away from the, you know, the standard Metroidvania style, the 2D, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So they took a risk on that, but man, those Prime games were great.
No, that was, it was, I was like, man, I don't know if I want, I can't get into like a first person because it's different. You know what I mean?
It
like,
is different.
It's like playing Doom. It'd be like if you took Doom and then put it on like a Metroid style.
Yeah, everyone was, you know, when it first came out, everyone was like, whoa, 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 Metroid and this kind of, these in 3D or whatever. No, I don't know about that, but it ended up being successful. They were good, they're really good games. But yeah, Dread was great. That was a good,
Oh man.
I got to play that last month. That was really good.
Dude, that game was fantastic.
Yeah.
See, I love games like that. Right now, I'm replaying Symphony of the Night.
Oh, like man, that's a classic.
I know, dude. They had it for like $3.99. I was like, that game right there. That game right there changed the whole Castlevania. But we're going to talk about that in a different episode.
Yeah, we can spend a whole episode on Castlevania, brother.
I know. And we're also going to, we don't want to just like have one podcast where we talk about every single thing. It'd be 17
hours. Yeah,
I know.
We're supposed to talk about ourselves and we're off here talking about
anyway, my name, listen to me. My name is Grant Rowland. I'm from Starkville, Mississippi. I used to be fat, but now I'm not. There we go.
That's kind of an odd beholder there, buddy. No, I'm playing with you.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
No.
Nah, said I was a handsome.
No, you've lost a lot of weight. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Not like last time I saw you, about a couple years ago.
I didn't have a choice.
I didn't want to joke on you because I felt sorry for you.
Felt sorry for me. I know, man. I know. But you know what? It was either that or die. I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
My heart was like, help me, sir.
And I'm Ed Phillips. I'm also born and raised in Starkville, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yep. Played basketball. I was a big basketball player in high school. And then I went off, did college a couple years, and then it was like, okay, I'm just drinking and doing nothing in college. And that's when actually the Iraq War popped off. Yeah. I was glued to the TV, dude. I could not stop watching Fox News and all those embedded reporters with the Marines, you know, with that first push into Baghdad. I was like, oh, man, they look like they're having so much fun. I'd stay up to like 03 in the morning watching all the war footage and stuff like that.
That's 3 a.m. for us normies.
That's true. So, like, I went and I was like, oh, man, you know what? I want to join the Marine Corps. So I walked in my recruiter's office, you know, 6'4", you know, good shape. And they were like, okay, are you interested in joining the Marine Corps? I was like, yeah, sign me up right now. And they were like, oh, well, you got to take the ASVAB, which is, you know, military test just to get a score so they can kind of, you know, put you in like a job, you know, something, you know, because you can go in there and say, oh, I want to be infantry or whatever. But, you know, you still can take the ASVAB and they kind of coax you into doing what you need to do. You know, I scored high on the ASVAB, so I ended up being like an alpha on their list, right? And I just went from there. That summer, I went to boot camp and 20 years later, I'm retiring. Flies by, man.
It's good.
But yeah.
I went to college. I went to culinary school.
Gee.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hurricane Katrina happened, and I moved back home to help my parents and my family. They lost a bunch of stuff. And I've been doing landscaping for about 20 years. Landscape architect. I'm about to get my arborist license. Says my network is struggling. You know what? I think it's that storm, that geometric storm I've been hearing about.
Oh, so, yeah?
This podcast sucks. Blame it on the geometric storm. But anyway, so it's pretty much what I've been doing in my life. Not much. Not as exciting as going across the world like Ed here.
What I say is people do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do to make money. That's all I have to say about it.
Now you can play video games and make money.
That's true.
Like there's literally, hold on, let's back up real quick before we keep going. There's literally a team at the local high schools for video games. Like, that's insane to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know,
like, you can get a scholarship. You can get a scholarship and go to college for basically doing what we were doing in high school.
Yeah, even our old college had like if they still have it, they have a esports team, don't they?
I guess.
I think so.
Probably.
They used to have a Twitter account. I know that for a fact. I don't know if they kept up with it, but. Yeah, I mean, it's just all over the place, man. They're having, like, video games is now a sport, which is insane.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. People make millions of dollars.
my dad used to say, hey, get off the damn game and go outside. Now I'd be like, oh, yeah, now I'm making lots of money. In your face, Dad.
Speaking about dads, you remember my dad, dude?
Oh my gosh.
All right, so my favorite story about my dad before he passed away was, again, we lived down in country, boondocks, right? So me and my dad, we went fishing, caught some catfish, bass, whatever. And we go to the barn. We clean all the fish out, right? We take the guts, throw it in a bucket, clean the fish, and then we have to get rid of the guts. So my dad, his pretty much bi-weekly routine he does, we go down, get into the Volkswagen van. You remember that thing? And
that thing had like 900,000 miles.
Yeah, we used to take that Volkswagen van down to the bridge near our house, and we just dumped the fish guts over in the water, in the creek, right? Well, one day, we cleaned the fish, brought the bucket down, drove down to the bridge, and I see my dad, he grabs a bucket from the back of the van, dumps it over, and all I hear is like, what the fuck? And I look down, I was a kid, I was like maybe 9 or 10. I look down, and I see this guy, brand new boat, dude. Brand new boat, covered in fish guts. My dad looks down and is like, oh, my bad. He always smoking that cigar, takes the cigar and just like ashes it down where the guy is. And he was like, oh, my bad. We go get in the Volkswagen van and just haul back up to the house. He was a character.
I remember your dad used to sit in church and just pop over in that pocket knife. And
oh, yeah. If he didn't like the sermon, like if the priest was up there talking. And if he didn't like the sermon, he'd made sure the whole church knows. He'd take that pocket knife out, flip it over, open. Huge knife, too. Like your standard pocket
knife.
It's like
Crocodile Dundee.
It's just like one of the knives my dad's friends made for him. You know, it's crazy looking. But it's huge. And he flips it up, and you hear it click. And everyone just, this old lady, I remember, in the front row in front of us, turns around and looks at my dad as soon as he clicks. And she looks at me. And I'm just like, you know, I don't know. I'm young. I have no idea. I just thought, hey, that's cool. My dad has a big knife. And the priest like stops his sermon as soon as he hears that big knife clicks out. My dad just goes on cleaning his fingernails with that knife.
You got to understand, I said, we're from Mississippi. So that lady was probably like, my stars. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's probably like, that's a handsome guy. That's a handsome fella. But yeah, my dad was a character. Your dad's a character too, man.
Oh my God.
Every time I come, I remember high school, every time coming over to your house, I used to pretty much just live there. Everyone would walk in your house and I'd be like playing video games on your screen. And I just like, hey, what's going on? I'd be playing like EverQuest. Everyone was like, oh, it's Ed.
My dad's trying to watch the news and you're like, you done debowed his TV.
Yeah.
There's an embarrassing story about one time you were at my house.
Oh, yeah, I took a shit. I took a shit in your...
You took a big, massive shit?
I remember coming out of the bathroom. I couldn't find it. You didn't have any, like, potpourri or spray or anything like that. So I was like, oh, okay. Maybe I can get away blaming this on Grant. So I come out of the bathroom. All I hear, your hot sister walks in. And all I hear is you're like, oh, my God, Ed, you took a shit? It fucking stinks. Right in front of your sister, dude. I was like, oh my gosh.
Dude, I can up you. I got an embarrassing. So there's a lot of embarrassing things that's happened to me. So I'm letting you into my world. We want you to be family here. That's what we're doing. We want y'all to be family, be comfortable. So I'm going to tell you something about myself. All right. This is not top 10. This is probably top 5. Senior year of high school. Ed has no idea what I'm about to say, but he will once I get into the story. Senior year in high school, Ed actually had a basketball scholarship to go play at a different school. He went and played at the academy, so they basically paid his tuition to go play over there, and he was like the superstar over there. And so with that, he was the ladies' man. And so a lot of these ladies were like, hey, Ed, let's hang out and stuff like that. And so one day, he had a lady that was like, hey, come to my house and hang out. He was like, yeah, I'm going to bring my friend Grant. And I said, okay. So we went over to this girl's house. Hold on, I gotta see if I can get through it. And we went over to this girl's house, right? And she had a trampoline outside. And so she was like, hey, I want to go jump on the trampoline. And I was like, yeah, let's go jump on the trampoline, whatever. And so like, let me back up a little bit. So during this whole summer, I used to practice this. I don't know if y'all know what a kip up is. A kip up is where you like roll off your back and like jump up on your legs, you know, like it looks cool, right? You know what I mean? And I used to could do it, right? So, And it was even easier on a trampoline. So I was like, now's my chance. This girl's hot. I'm going to try to impress her as well. So we were jumping up and down on the trampoline, and I was laying on my back, and I was about to do a kip up. And as soon as I did the kip up, I ripped so much ass. I farted so loud. And I couldn't stop farting. That's the thing, is it wouldn't stop.
Every time I jumped up on a trampoline, you shit your pants.
And then when I was standing up, I was still farting. Couldn't stop. And then I immediately tried to blame it on it, like it wasn't me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We left. Yes, we left immediately. The day date was ruined. I ruined Ed's day date.
Yeah, it was funny, though. Man, it was so funny at the time. And it's still funny. I think we bring up that story every time we get together. But, yeah. Hey, you remember when we went to that DECA competition? What was that, ninth grade? Yeah. I think that was ninth grade.
No, 10th grade.
Oh, 10th grade? Yeah, we went to that DECA competition. Yeah. It's like, you know, you go and it's like business. You basically do like mock, debate. Not really debates, but like you do
it's like mock business stuff, like where you create, they think you're.
But like, it's a competition between schools, right?
Correct.
So anyway, I remember I had dress pants and a nice shirt. But I didn't bring any shoes with me. I had those really light boots with me, right? Remember those light color boots? Yeah, I know you do. And I remember wearing, it was dark pants and like a, I don't know, white shirt.
You wore black pants with tan Timberland.
Dude,
and I'm not talking about regular Timberlands. I'm talking about like DMX Timberlands.
I asked you specifically, dude, this looks all right, right? I was like,
I knew it looked terrible.
You were like, terrible. Yeah, man, you look good, brother. And I remember walking out, everyone like laughing and snickering. I was like, man, what
dude
the fuck
look like ass.
I look really bad.
Your shirt was all wrinkled and shit. I think that's why we lost.
Yeah, you got me good, but I got you good on that elevator too, though.
The judge was like, this guy came in dress. We know he can't put together this story.
We were like doing our performance, right? You know, whatever it was. And the guy kept looking down. And then he looked up. I was like, man, why does this guy keep looking at my damn boots? And now I know what it was for.
That man had them New York.
Yeah, but I got you good on the elevator when those two hot girls opened. As soon as that elevator opened, I called you a fat ass. And they both giggled. Mm-hmm. Got you back.
You did. That was good.
Got you back.
It was fun. But here's the thing. Y'all probably out there listening thinking that we're terrible friends to each other. But this is how we talk to each other. Like we never got mad at making fun of each other. Like, if he would have done that, like, we just laughed about it. Like, we never. That's what we did, man.
Yep. That's what we did. Good times.
Man, it was great times, man. But anyway, guys, so what we're going to be talking about in the future, we're going to be talking about, I promise you, we'll probably be bringing up some more personal stuff, but I promise you the next episode is going to be more game oriented and stuff like that.
Yeah, hopefully.
We just wanted to introduce ourselves and basically, you know, tell you about ourselves and tell you what we're going to be doing and basically introduce ourselves to the world. I know I said introduce ourselves five times, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much what all this podcast is. The first one, at least, is for introduce ourselves to the community. Hopefully we can get a good following. Hope you guys enjoy it. Again, try to leave us a 5-star review. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Get to talking some games.
Yeah, we're going to try to aim, talking games, man, and we're going to try to be aiming for like a, I don't know, 50-minute to an hour-long podcast. This one's going to be a little bit short, because I mean, I really don't have no much more else to say about ourselves.
If you guys, I mean, we're not going to go in-depth, and you know, you got some guys that can go real in-depth to these and games and stuff like that. We're just kind of relaxed, chill, and just honestly kind of wing a lot of things, especially when it comes to...
I will say this. So we're going to be doing a lot of different things. Like, I'm more of like a retro gamer. So I'm going to be playing like, I'm going to be playing like a bunch of old games, and I'm going to be reviewing like a bunch of old Nintendo games, old Super Nintendo games, games that I've never played. Ed here is he's the guy that blows through games. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm going to play them as well, but like, he's going to be the reviewing like the new games. Cause this man really literally gets on new games and then like beats them within an ungodly amount of time. So like, he's going to be the one that's going to be doing like the in-depth review on like the new stuff. And then I'll be like joining in on, I'll still be on level one while he's, you know, already beat the game. But
yeah, you probably just don't finish them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's because like newer games, you know, come out. Another thing we're going to talk about, and this is going to be another for another episode, we're going to be talking about Dragon Ball Z games and why they need to stop making Dragon Ball Z games. Because it's the same fucking story. Like, it's the same story. How many Budokais are the same story?
Well, you don't like Xenoverse, man?
Yo, Xenoverse. But why the fuck did I need to play Xenoverse 2? It's the same thing as Xenoverse 1.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, and they
I swear to God, if they announced Xenoverse 3...
What got me was they came out with Xenoverse 2, then immediately came out with the Fighter Z or whatever it was. Z Fighter, whatever the hell that...
What's the point of Xenoverse 2? Like, it's the same thing as Xenoverse 1. It's the same story.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, what was different about it? Nothing. Zero. Nope. But for another episode, we'll talk about that.
Dragon Ball
Z. Boy,
Z.
Will I be disgruntled.
You will be disgruntled. I'm disgruntled, too. I got some things on my mind I want to talk about in the gaming world. What some of these companies are doing. But, you know, we'll get to it.
We'll let you cook.
That's right.
That's it. I like that guy. How do you do, fellow kids? Let him cook. That's how I feel. That's what I'm just trying to be cool, trying to talk slang like the kids are nowadays.
Man, the kids can make up some crazy words nowadays.
Let him cook.
Let him cook. Okay. But yeah.
All right, dudes. That's pretty much going to be it. We're going to be signing off. We don't have like a cool sign off or anything yet. We'll figure
it
out.
Not yet. We don't have intro music. Broke. We kind of just, broke.
We're still poor.
We are very broke. But so, yeah, leave a review. And please make it 5 stars. Ensure to include Grant's lard ass.
I'm a lard ass.
That'd be a good laugh for me, at least.
And I'm sure I'll fill out the next. And I'm sure on this journey, I'll fill out the top 10 of most embarrassing things that's happened to me. We haven't even scratched the surface.
Oh, no. I've got plenty of that, too. So don't worry about that.
That's all right. But all right, dudes. See y'all next time. Thank y'all.
Peace.